Hi guys, Salam Nerds here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost a million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency, this is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salam Nurse are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go!
My first EDM festival. Yo, it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Steve, a.k.a. Watson Geek. I'm here with my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, Salam Nerds! It's your boy Neebs, aka Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, aka the Jastronaut.
You know, I appreciate that because I'm from Houston and this is Space City.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take it.
You're a Jastronaut, man.
Until I figure out what it actually means, and then we'll be mad at you.
we'll find out what it actually means. I need to change the color on my thing back there. Hold on.
Oh man, it's blurry. There we go. Where's stupid pink? Effects ruining things.
Oh yeah, there you go. Look at that. Look at nice. Mm-hmm. All right, what's going on, Jazz? How's everything going with you?
It's a beautiful day, man.
It's a beautiful day. All right. Well, speaking of beautiful, we'd like to welcome our beautiful guest, April. How are you doing?
I am hanging in there. Practicum is underway at long last, finally.
Oh, finally. Congrats.
Thank you.
Awesome. How is your bachelor experience has been so far?
I don't know. This season is so weird, and I'm not having quite as much fun.
Oh, no. Did you check out our last episode? Our last episode was wild.
I still need to catch up on that, but I do plan to watch it.
Oh, my God. So we had a friend, Sulia, and she went off. She went off on a lot of stuff.
As she should.
It was the whole, we talked about the whole Mike and Sierra stuff, and we talked a little bit about, racial bias that we might have seen here and there. And it did really well on TikTok. A lot of people had questions. A lot of people agreed. A lot of people didn't quite understand. And I get it. Sometimes, you know, when you're not of that color, it's hard for you to understand what people go through. And that's what our show is here to do, is help you guys who understand perspective from a different point of view.
Absolutely.
But that episode did really, really well. And we were really excited to have her. And now we have all new types of drama this week, and a lot of it is with your favorite person, Shanae.
Stop.
Your bestie. Stop it. It's your bestie.
Shanae's my bestie.
No.
No? Oh, okay. I guess it's not.
Well, you're my bestie, Jazz. The person we're talking about is not.
No. Little old Shanae is definitely not April's bestie. So Shanae starts off in the episode. I don't remember if it was the end of this episode or the beginning of the second episode, but basically nothing happens at all in the Monday episode until the very end, which I don't understand how this show does 2 days, because the Monday episodes 2 days in a row have been garbage. The Tuesday episodes are fine, but the Monday episodes are complete garbage. Nothing really happens. But we end it with Shanae and Tyler go on a date, and then somebody tries to pull Tyler, and then Shanae comes back into the room, realizes that Brittany is missing, Tyler is missing, They're somewhere together, and she has a what they call in the movie White Chicks, a bitch fit. Is how they refer to it.
Okay.
Jeff, have you seen White Chicks?
I have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So she had what they call in that movie a bitch fit.
Come on, dude. I've seen every Terry Crews movie, okay?
Yeah. A little Vanessa Carlton. Put some little Vanessa Carlton in there.
Terry Crews, number one.
Oh, man.
Big fan. Big fan.
So that's the end of that episode. Nothing really happened. And I thought we were going to see a big, huge blowout fight between Brittany, Shanae, and Tyler. But did we?
No, not at least not yet. If one's going to happen, I don't know.
You'd think it was going to happen. It was going to happen there. So she locks herself in a room and she talks to Genevieve about it. And then all the girls are like putting their ear next to the door trying to listen because Sinead's like going off. But she doesn't go off on Brittany. Like, it's weird. I don't know what happened. Whoa. Maybe they kept them separated or maybe, I don't know. But it was never really established what happened with that. Basically, Brittany stole Tyler and Shanae was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go back and be with Logan. I want to be with Logan. So I'll make him good. Turns out wasn't good, but we'll get to that later. But the other thing that the last episode leads off at is Rodney and Eliza. They're basically on the show on a date and Lace shows up. So Lace shows up super mad, super angry. She's like, I want to have a conversation. I want to know where we stand. And then here comes Rodney and Eliza holding hands coming down the stairs. And this is so funny. And this is like such a girl moment. The girls run up to her and grab her. And say, hey, you need to come with us real quick. Because they were like, they did not want Eliza to get caught in the crossfire of Lace. They're like, so Rodney, you go handle your shit. You go get yelled at. Let's keep Eliza away from all the damage. And sure. I thought that was a cool moment. That was really cool that they did that. But yeah, they surprised Rodney. Was like, listen, I thought I had more time to deal with this, but they sprung it on him right after the date. Turns out he had to let her down. April, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, it's sad for Lace. Rejection is never easy and it's never fun. No. And especially, granted, they're in a resort with AC at that point, which I would think is a good thing. But then I bet producers are just like, what do you think the boys are doing on the beach constantly? So I think that just adds to the anxiety that many of the women were feeling. So
it's really interesting between the two sexes, because the girls and the guys had two different reactions to how they were treated. Like, they were both sad. Like, the guys were sad that they didn't have their girls. The girls were sad that they didn't have their guys. But the guys, like, really kept themselves entertained. They just hung out with each other. They played at the beach. They played in the pool. And they didn't really care for what was happening with the girls, minus a few guys that, like, you know, switched to change their minds. But the girls were really just, like, miserable at their resort. They just wanted to be back at the beach. They didn't care about having air conditioning and all the nice, like, luxuries. They were just like, we want to be back with the guys. And they were really miserable. But, like, the guys were sad, too. But they just, like, I guess compartmentalized and kind of just, like, we're having fun. Because, like, when the girls came back, like, yeah, we had a great time. We're just hanging out with the boys, but we miss you. And the girls were like, no, we wanted to jump off a bridge. We were so sad.
Wow.
I thought it was a cool little
stereotype, but, like,
I thought it was a cool social experiment. Like, all the guys that did the right thing and all the girls that did the right thing had two different reactions, right? And minus the few people who decided to change their minds, still pretty interesting. Like, I don't know. What are your thoughts, April?
I liked how Rodney handled it.
Yeah. I
really appreciated how he handled it. Like, yes, like, it's not fun rejecting someone.
No, it's not.
It's awful. Not. You don't want to hurt the person, but then at the same time, like, I have a better connection over here.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And, like, I don't know how long he's known Lace, but, like, he originally wanted to go after Teddy. Lace was just there. They started having connection, and then Eliza showed up. You can tell there was a connection, like, strong connection. Like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. poor Lace though. Like people, like she's, it was ugly, Jad. Like she was crying. She was really sad. And then like a bunch of people came and like hugged her and like, I don't know. It was a sad moment. I don't like to see people in that situation, but also like, I don't know. Like it's exactly what I expected to happen. I thought as soon as I saw Eliza, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Lace, you're done.
Okay, I need to Google Eliza again.
Yeah. Eliza is so pretty. She's really, really pretty. I mean, Lace is pretty too, but like, I don't know. I just felt like they had a bigger connection. But I don't know. We'll see.
Oh no.
Right?
Okay.
Hard to compete with, man. Hard to compete with.
Okay. All right.
So there was that. And then there was something called Beach Geometry, Jazz. Beach
Geometry. Oh my God. Beach
Geometry.
Okay.
So I wish I had a screen where I can just like do like a scoreboard, like in football with X's and O's and explain to you what's really happening. But there is this guy named Jacob. He's the one with the Tarzan costume. Remember him?
Yes.
All right. And then there's a guy named Logan. Logan was the guy who switched from Gabby to Rachel. Remember?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Logan goes on a date with Sarah, and he also goes on a date with Kate. Okay, so he goes on a date with Sarah, and he goes on a date with Kate, and then he's also, before the change, was dating Shanae. I don't understand this mediocre man. Why is he wanted by so many women? Like, you look him up, Jazz. Logan, Bachelor in Paradise. He is the most mediocre, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that like, yo, like I don't understand the hype behind
him. Oh God.
Right? Like, he's not a bad looking dude. He's not a bad looking dude. But like the amount of drama women are going through over him is wild to me. It's wild. Why? I don't know. I don't understand. Like,
does he have a big following? Or like,
no, he doesn't have a huge following. He's not that muscular. He has like a dad bod at best. And like, there's a lot of other like better looking guys out there, but he is a hot commodity. And like, I understand. Like, sometimes people just, no, I don't even think that. And sometimes people just have good personalities, but like, he doesn't even have that. Like, there's nothing he said that I think is like, oh my God, this guy's hilarious. This guy's amazing. He's funny. He's charming. Like, nothing. I don't understand. And like, listen, there's got to be something, because there's like three women that are into him. Kate's into him. Jill's into him. Sarah's into him. No, not Jill. Shanae's into him. Also, then the guy Jacob. Jacob was also going after Kate, and he's dating Jill. So Jill is in the other place, and then Jacob tries to date Kate, but Kate actually wants Logan. So
Logan is, oh my God, oh
yeah. So
yeah, I can see why they call it geometry now, because
this right? is like it's so crazy, man. You need the Pythagoras theorem to figure out what the fuck is going on here.
Like, this is I need a diagram here.
Yeah.
With like arrows.
Right. Yeah. I know. Okay. So this is Jake. This is Logan.
No, Neeps. You got to pull up paint.
I can't, man. I don't have double monitors, or else I would. It's very difficult.
Okay. Help.
I'll find a screenshot. Are you pulling something up? Are we doing something?
Yeah.
Man.
It'd be easier in PowerPoint.
Let's see.
All right. So basically, Jake and Logan are both like Kate, but Jake is dating Jill, and Logan is dating Shanae. And then they also go on a date with Sarah, but apparently no one likes Sarah. So that's like a moot point. And then
I got this.
You got it?
I was going to start looking for it. Like, we have to find this.
We have to do this. Okay. First things first. All right. We have.
All right.
Xbox. We have.
What is this, Microsoft Paint? What are you looking at?
PowerPoint.
Okay.
We have a Jake. Right.
For the people listening on the podcast, we are literally doing this in PowerPoint right now and trying to figure out
what shape this makes. Okay. We have Jake. Who else do we have?
So, okay. It's Jacob. Let's make sure we get it right. Jacob.
Oh, okay. Jacob.
Jacob. Yeah. Jacob. Right. And then, so Jacob is dating Shanae. Nope. Sorry, Jill. Jacob is dating Jill.
So
a lot of J's in here.
Oh wait, wrong one. That's the arrow. That's the pursuit. Okay, so Jacob is with
Shanae. Yep, Shanae.
Jill.
Shanae.
Jill.
No, Jill. Goddamn. Can't...
Jacob is dating Jill.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right. And then he goes on a date with, I believe, who was it? Kate, I believe. He likes Kate.
Yeah, so.
Let's just say he likes Kate. He likes Kate.
Okay, so I'm going to put an arrow because he's trying to pursue Kate.
He's trying to pursue Kate.
Okay, got it. So far, we have three corners of a square.
Right. All right. And then we also have Logan. So let's make another one for Logan.
Okay. I'll just put that here.
All right. So we got another square for Logan. Logan is dating. Who the hell is dating? Shanae.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a text box for Shanae.
Yes.
I hope you keep all of this in.
Yeah,
we're for sure gonna keep. I'm working so hard on this.
Good jazz.
So okay. Logan and Shanae are together,
right? But Logan also wants to pursue Kate.
Got it.
Right, but Kate does not want to pursue Jacob. She wants to pursue Logan.
Okay, that seems like it's an easy problem to solve.
Right.
Okay.
However, okay. Shanae is also interested in Jacob. They had a thing.
Okay.
And then Shanae and Kate despise each other. Oh, no.
Yeah, Shanae and Kate hate each other because they got into a fight on Women Tell All.
Okay, I'm going to change this to a... I don't know how to do this one. Oh, neat. Okay, so this I can rotate this way. And then...
That's a wild looking little parabola you got there,
right?
I love it. It's beautiful.
Okay, I can't do this one.
let's leave the hate alone. All right, and then Logan also goes out with Sarah, I believe.
Oh yeah, Sarah.
So okay, then I need to delete this one. Dang it. Okay, so Logan goes out with Sarah.
Yes.
Are they together?
No, they just go on a date. And they decide, and he decides he doesn't like her.
Okay.
Wow, it's a crazy looking triangle right there.
But he doesn't like her, right?
Right. So nobody likes Sarah. And apparently no one likes Shanae. And then since Jacob liked Katie and felt he had a connection with her, he realizes he doesn't like Jill either. So Jill is also gone. So Sarah, Shanae, and Jill all get dumped, basically.
So Logan likes Kate. Okay, so Logan and dumps Shanae.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay. We're getting somewhere.
Right? So.
Okay, this is a pyramid.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Because if I redraw this, right? Hear me out. Okay.
It's like a food pyramid, but it's of like thirsty ass people. So it's right, like. Right.
So up top, we have the queen bee who everyone wants is Kate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Below that, we have Logan and Jacob.
Yeah. Wild guys, I know you guys can't see this, but it's crazy.
Yeah, like we're doing this for y'all.
We're doing the geometry. We are doing bachelor geometry right now.
Right, because it doesn't make sense. Okay, without this. Okay, so now we have three girls: Jill, Sarah, and Shanae.
Right.
Okay, so Shanae and Jacob. So I'll put Shanae in the middle here.
Yep. Okay. Fair. This show has gone off the hinges. we're in just outlaw territory right now.
And then
25
Logan
minutes in.
Also has to do with Sarah.
There's people listening on Spotify right now being like, what the fuck are these guys doing on PowerPoint? We can't see this shit.
Come to YouTube.
I'm so sorry.
We apologize. If you come at like 18 minutes, you can see the PowerPoint. Just hop in at 18 minutes.
Okay, so Jacob and Jill had a thing.
Oh my God, it is a pyramid. Oh my
right? God. Right, right, right. I'm doing this. Okay, just watch.
Oh my God, yes, that is so funny.
Okay, and then Shanae and Logan had a thing.
Yes.
Right, but then Shanae pursued Jacob. Then Logan went on a date with Sarah.
Oh my God, this is blowing my mind right now. This is actually coming out like a geometry figure.
Yeah. And then Kate likes Logan, right?
Yeah.
It's a pyramid, people.
Oh my God. It's a thirst pyramid.
Yeah. And what happens is nobody wants Sarah in the end, right?
Nope.
Okay, that's a horrible X, but I'm going to leave that. Shanae got dumped.
Yep.
This is a horrible way to do this, by the way.
And then Jill got dumped. So it goes from a pyramid into a triangle because all the girls in the bottom got dumped.
Yes.
Wow.
We did the geometry for y'all.
That's crazy. That's
yeah, okay. It ends up being Logan and Kate and Jacob single?
Yep, Jacob is single. He's still at the beach. He hasn't left, but he's single.
And he decided not to go with Shanae at all, even though she's trying to pursue him?
Yep.
They're both single as of right now.
One more X then.
X gonna give it to you. They gonna give it to you. All right. Well, thank you for figuring that out, Jazz.
Yes, it went from a pyramid to a triangle.
This is why we're the show for people who don't watch The Bachelor. Now people who don't watch it have a pyramid and a visual representation of the madness.
So then technically he's single, right? So then that doesn't happen either. Yeah. It went from a pyramid to a triangle to really just a duo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. But here's the thing. Here's what happened. So Logan and Kate break up, right? Sorry, no. Logan and Kate decide to be together, and then Shanae comes in. So they have a conversation with Shanae. So Shanae is talking to Logan. And okay. Logan just gives her some, like, the excuse why they broke up. And it's kind of just like, she's like, kind of sad, and then she kind of leaves, and then Kate comes in, and then they walk, and they start just like, you know, they're like, okay, it's done, it's over, we're single now, let's enjoy, and they start like talking to each other and kissing to each other. In hindsight, which is the word she uses, I think she meant linesight, but she says in hindsight, and says basically, like, why is he doing this? Why is he talking? So Shanae gets really mad, gets all up in his face, and they start fighting again. And then after they start fighting, Kate goes up to her and like, hey, do you want to talk? And she goes, no, I don't want to talk to you. And they literally, like, it looked like Shanae was going to fight her. April, what do you think?
Yeah, it looked like they were going to fight each other, but Kate...
Shanae towers her too. She is tiny.
Shanae is tall, like I am. And so Kate is just looking up at her, like, you know, chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Jazz, somebody yelled out, like, someone yelled out, Kate, you're short. Take the high ground.
That's brilliant.
That's so funny. Someone made a Star Wars reference.
It's over, Kate. I have the high ground.
Oh, man.
I'm glad we did that pyramid. That was really cool.
That's funny. All right. So that's the whole Shanae, Kate, Jacob, all that drama. All right. This part I thought was pretty interesting. So Aaron did not talk to any girls on the beach. He was just chilling, hanging out, just being a dude, bro, whatever.
Hey, Aaron. Okay, got it.
Yeah, and then Genevieve was at the hotel, and all she wanted to do was she was missing him. She was crying. She was super sad. So she runs up to him. She grabs him. Yo, they came in aggressive. The girls came in aggressive when they came out the beach. They did not say hi to any of the other girls. They went. They grabbed their man. Like, hey, we need to talk. So Genevieve grabs Aaron, and she's, like, talking about, like she's literally, like, hyperventilating. And she's, like, talking about, like, the horrible time they had over there. Aaron's, like, kind of just squeezing it out, making her suffer a little bit more. But then eventually he goes, yeah, I didn't date anybody. I didn't see anybody. I'm just here for you. And then she was like so relieved. They hugged, they kissed. It was cute. I did not mind that. Genevieve's not my favorite, but I did like that moment. I thought it was really sweet. I thought it was really cute. What do you think, April?
I agree. Genevieve seems to be very, very anxious this season. And I think we saw it a little bit too on Clayton's season. She's just very insecure of herself. And, you know, once again, the producers feed off of that. So I think just having the validation from Aaron, like, oh, I just played sharks and whatever it was in the pool every single day with the boys. It's like, oh, you weren't sleeping around with people? Cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that meme that's like, hey, he's probably cheating on me. What he's actually doing? He's like playing in the pool with pool toys. Oh, man. Yeah, that was pretty funny. So I'm glad. Genevieve seems like she's on the wrong show sometimes. Sometimes I feel like she needs to be on Jersey Shore. Like, that's the vibe I get from her sometimes. She's all over the place. But I'm glad they had their little moment and they were happy. So good for them. Let's see. Oh, one of the things that, like, I thought was really cool that Aaron said, he goes, of course I wasn't going to date anybody. We had a verbal commitment. And I was like, oh, well, look at that. Look at that. A man sticking to his verbal commitment.
Did he, though?
He did. Yeah, he didn't talk to anybody. Okay. He was legit.
Jazz just side-eyeing, like, really?
Yeah, like, I don't trust anybody on the show. Like, yeah, I don't know these people.
That's true. And, like, the funny thing about Aaron is that when he was talking, so sometimes they have these ITMs where, like, in the moment, so they ask fans to talk about what's going on. And then, like, when Shanae and Kate were going at, he was saying, like, yo, like, he was talking so much shit about Shanae, which is ironic because Genevieve and her are friends now, and he's dating Genevieve. But he was like, yo, Shanae is going to explode. She's crazy. Like, I just want to put her on a rocket ship and blast her off to space. And then the caption underneath said, Aaron, not an actual astronaut. That's really why.
I about fell out of my chair when he said, I need to put Shanae in a straight jacket. Like, that's... Yeah. Horrible, but why am I laughing?
Oh man, Aaron just has a way of like saying messed up stuff, but he says it in a way where it's like, it's just Aaron, it's just big facts, yo, big facts. He just talks in such a bro-y way where you're kind of just like, he doesn't know any better. Oh man, all right, cool. All right. So apparently what they do, they don't bring all the girls back one by one. They bring them slowly. So then they bring back Brittany. So Brittany had to come back and she had to talk to Andrew. So Brittany went on a date with this guy. Who was the guy's name? Was it Alex or what was it?
With Brittany?
Yeah. Tyler.
Yeah, it was Tyler that she had interest in. And then Shanae pulled him for a date. Yeah. After she said out loud, oh, Tyler's so cute.
So Shanae took Tyler out for a date, and then Tyler obviously liked Brittany more. So Brittany kind of pulled him afterwards. And then Shanae had her little like fit and everything. So Brittany came back, and she's trying to get the idea of like what Aaron wants to do. And she kind of lets him know, like, hey, I was talking to Tyler. I think we're doing this. And Aaron is like, Andrew, smart. He kind of just let her talk because Homeboy was also cheating on her. He was like hooking up with Yesenia. So he kind of just like let her explain that she is having feelings for this guy. And she was like, listen, I think, you know, we should meet you, like, you know, see other people. She wants to explore it. And he's like, yeah, I have no ill will. I think this is fine. So they mutually separated, but he didn't necessarily share the stuff that he did. But I guess it doesn't matter because they both decided to go their separate ways.
It always doesn't matter, like, but fine, whatever.
It was weird, right? Because he didn't share all the stuff he did with Yesenia, right?
Horrible.
No.
Little sneaky Andrew. I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you, Andrew, being a little sneaky. All right. And then Victoria shows up. Victoria, and she now has to talk to Johnny, but she is also seeing a guy.
yes, at the new place. But here's the thing, right? She had no intention of seeing the guys. Like, all the girls, they had no intention of talking to the guys. But what happened was, after Lace went to the beach, Jesse came back and told them that Lace went to the beach. Lace found out that Rodney was with another person. She was upset and she left. Now, all the girls that are there are like, whoa, if Rodney's cheating, the rest of these guys are cheating too. So I should explore too. So this inspired Brittany and Victoria to go and like actually pursue these guys. So like the show really just like manipulated them into doing that. Because Victoria's guy did not cheat. He stayed true to her. And when she came back, she was like, yeah, met this guy. He checks off my boxes. You're kind of still on the fence about things. I want to pursue it with him. And then shit hits the fan a little bit, man.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Jazz? Let's share.
This is messy. Like, yes. Oh my God. This is a bachelor I've been waiting for, actually. Because other shit's been boring. Now it's getting really interesting. Aside from the love pyramid thing. That's a different level of interesting. But now it's interesting because, like, I prefer the 3 to 4 people dynamics versus the 6+ people dynamics.
Yeah, exactly, right?
This is way more entertaining.
So Johnny is upset because he's like, why do you have a list? Why do you have a list of things that you want from a person? Like, am I not enough or this and that? And she's like, well, listen, like, you don't want to get engaged. I want to be married and have kids soon. This guy wants to do those things. And he's like, well, what's more important, being with somebody you really like and you really want to be with, or someone who checks off these things on your list? And they're having these arguments. And, like, I feel like they both have good points. Like, for example, like, you don't want to be with somebody just because they're ready to get married. But why are you with somebody who has no intention of getting married or doesn't have intentions of getting married soon and waste your time? Like, they're both right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, at the end of the day, like, you're in a relationship for one of two reasons. You're either gonna get married or you're gonna break up. There is no other end goal to a relationship like this. So, like, yeah, I get it.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought it was messy. April, what are your thoughts?
I completely agree that both of them are right in their own individual selves, that the end goal, supposedly, according to the producers of this godforsaken show, that marriage and love is the end goal to this show. Yeah,
allegedly,
supposedly. But, and I understand where Victoria is at, where she's like, no, I want to be married. I want to have kids. I'm ready for the next phase of my life. So she's torn because she does like Johnny, but he's not ready for that kind of commitment.
Right.
And so I think she also feels bad because, like, again, the rejecting someone is never fun.
Yeah.
So.
But here's the thing. Like, if she thinks that she can find a connection as strong or better with the new guy than she did with Johnny, then she should go for it. She definitely should. If there's potential for that to be stronger, great. But if it's just because he has these things on his list, then I don't know. Then you're probably going to end up in the same situation. Like, you don't want to end up with somebody you shouldn't have been married to.
Exactly. Like, don't settle. Don't make yourself wait. Like, you only live once.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we don't know.
Except for the one guy in prison who died and came back. He lives twice.
What?
Yeah, so this was the guy in prison. He had a life sentence, and he died technically. But then they brought him back to life. And he was like, wait, because I died, my life sentence should be over.
Is that how life sentences work?
No.
That's a power move.
I'm like, wait a second.
He has a point, but that's not how they work.
Damn. Because then people can just try to kill themselves over and over again.
But yeah, he was legally dead for like a minute. So.
Oh my God, you can get out of marriage that way too, because it's for like...
Till death do us part.
You can get a, oh my God, you can get
good, like, luck coming back to life after dying for a minute though. Like,
so wait, if I die for a minute, does that mean all my student debt will be gone?
Oh.
Oh my god.
Good question, actually.
This is why we ask the real questions here on Salami.
Hold up. Student loans after death.
This is the
don't they get transferred? Someone told me they get transferred to your like parents or something.
No, they don't. If federal loans, the estate will not have to pay student loans. Survivors can apply for a debt discharge to cancel a borrower's federal student loans. There, that's the key word there.
Now, everyone who's listening, do not try something silly.
Yes,
yeah, because you will not be able to file the debt discharge in time by the time you come back to life. Ergo, you will still have to pay your student loans.
And the fact we're doing this the week before Halloween makes it even better.
100%.
Spooky. All right, Jazz. So here's what's happening on the show now. Now, the old girls and the new girls are all on the beach, but the new girls don't like the old girls. And the old girls don't like the new girls. So there's a little bit of, like, tension. And here's the thing, though. The new guys and the old guys don't have any beef, though. They're all, like... just chilling. They're all just like happy.
Yeah, they love the guys do. Like, we're like, eh.
Yeah, but the girls, they're not vibing, man. They're not vibing.
Bro, or... Neep, this is what happened at Upna.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's a tale as old as time.
It is.
Yes, the guys will vibe and the girls will fight. Like,
yeah. Because no one's mad at Tyler. No one has any issues with him. And even the new guy with Alex and what you call it? Alex and
Adam?
Victoria. Adam and Victoria. No one has any issues with Adam. No one has any issues with Alex. No one has any issues with anybody. They're just like here now. And it's kind of just like, okay, all right, enjoy. We're going to have fun at the beach. And if more girls come, we'll maybe talk to them. If not, we'll go home. The girls, on the other hand. Yeah, the girls on the other hand are not. They are having a little bit of an issue. So I thought that was pretty funny. I feel like a little bit of like, you know, a step back for women. Sorry, guys.
Man, we were doing so well.
You guys were.
And then bros will be bros.
Bros will be bros, man. It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you see that meme where the guy was like, hey, man, this girl's cheating on you. And the guy's like, all right, cool. Want to go get wings? And then friends after.
It can happen. It can happen. First of all, no one says no to wings. Like, wings are awesome.
That's facts. Facts.
Yeah. All right. So what was in the trailer? Because there was some fun stuff in the trailer, too, right, April?
Yeah, so the reason why I brought up Jacob and Shanae, it looks like they're going to become a thing again. I can't remember if it looked like Shanae was going to have one more blow up. I don't know, but I think.
Yo, also Shanae needs to chill. There were some words that she was using that I thought were pretty crazy. What did she say? She said something really mean.
Oh, they were bleeping her out left and right.
She called somebody slow, which I think is like
ableist.
And then she was like, oh, Kate is loud and rude. And I'm like, girl, weren't you loud and rude too? Like, you're basically describing yourself.
And here's the thing. Like, how many dates has this woman had? She's gone
a lot. She's gone on so many dates.
She's been on a date with Jacob. She's been on a date with Logan. She's been on a date with Tyler. She's been on a date. Apparently, she was on a date with Olu, but that was cut for time.
Olu did something really, really bad.
Something happened, and everyone's been hush, hush.
Yeah. So, Jazz, this is not part of the show. This was actually on Twitter or on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But Brandon, who is like America's sweetheart right now, he didn't do anything bad. Basically said this show better show what this man did or else y'all better not have me on any podcast. So apparently Olu did something bad, which I'm heartbroken about because I really, really like Olu and he's from Newark. He's from my city. So I feel really, really bad if that's true, but I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
Damn. Yeah. That's rocks. Like that's rough. Yeah. That sucks. Damn.
Do you think it involves Serene? Because why else would Brandon be the one saying it?
Oh, yeah. I think Olu, if I put the pieces together, he probably just tried to flirt with Serene. And then, of course, Brandon's like, no.
If that's it, that's not a big deal. But if he got aggressive, right, or did something, mm-hmm, like it makes it sound like it's more serious than it is.
Right. It's not to discount what Brandon is alluding to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, we don't have any evidence otherwise aside of like hearsay and stuff. So it's, especially when it comes to, you know, big accusations like this, like we have to be very careful.
Yeah, we gotta be very, very careful. But like, I don't see Brandon just making up stuff. I don't know.
No, I don't see that either. But it's like, this is what has frustrated me with all these contestants this season, is that they're alluding to stuff every single week.
Yeah.
But then, of course, they have to take stuff down or...
Yeah.
You know, remove their post or edit it just a little bit so that it falls in line with what the producers are trying to do. So it's like, no, just come out and say it.
I think hold up. What? This guy is on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he is complaining that this dude did something disgusting.
Yeah.
Bro, that's right? A very high bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? The show, like, people do disgusting things on the show all the time, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
right. So if they're saying something's disgusting, that's a very high bar.
Also, for a guy to say it, or a guy to say it? Yeah, for a guy to say it,
it's a higher bar. Oh my God. Yeah, like, I want to know what it is.
I want to know what it is, too, but I feel really bad because I really like Olu, so that would be really sad for me. But like, mm-hmm, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just a misunderstanding. Let's hope.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
But yeah.
But they have a lot more episodes to fill. Like, we still got a lot more to go. So
I don't know what else they're going to do, because like, it's every Monday, it's an episode of nothing.
Yes.
And then Tuesday's episodes are usually pretty good, but it's like,
yeah.
But yeah,
it's a lot of like they have a lot of time to fill. So that's like 4 hours every week until like November or something, like the end of November. Mm-hmm. That's wild. That's a lot of hours. I don't think they have enough content.
So my ADHD nearly took over, but I defeated it, at least for today. So my frustration about Shanae is that she has been dating literally everyone in the pool.
Yes.
And expects everyone to be, yeah, and expects everyone to be okay with her dating around. And it's not a problem to date around, mm-hmm, but her level of reaction, and I do have a theory about it, I'll mention it after we're done recording, but it's like, honey, nice, you need some therapy. And I mean that with
sure,
all the kindness in my heart. Truly, we are not best friends, but you need therapy.
But I also feel like she is being rewarded for doing all these horrible things, because they keep giving her more and more dates and more airtime. She's getting everything she wants for being a bad person, and I don't like that.
But I have like, something else to tell you when we're done recording.
Yeah. But when she's not being a bad person, she's not getting as much airtime. Like, yeah, it's weird. I don't know, man. Yeah,
I hate it. Not I a can't, fan. Nope. Can't stand it.
Anyways, that's it for this episode. Not much else happened, but like, we'll tell you guys, like, honestly, it feels like you can skip every Monday, because like, the Monday episodes are filler, they're super boring, and everything you need to know about Monday you can either see in the flashback episode of Tuesday, or you can just listen to our podcast, because the Monday episodes, literally nothing happened. Tuesday ones are not bad, but if you don't want to watch it at all, we also got you covered. We'll draw pyramids for you and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm still working on the pyramid, by the way.
Oh my god.
That is funny. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us. And until next time, guys, salam.
Wait, do you want to see the final pyramid?
The final pyramid.
Let's do it. Have you been working on this the entire show?
Maybe.
It's like Charlie on It's Always Sunny.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Look at Jazz's pyramid.
I got an even better idea, right? Because if I do this, right?
That's a really good-looking pyramid.
The Triforce.
I need to change the fill. And how do I make this like more transparent?
I don't know, man. I haven't used like PowerPoint since.
You know what?
Like...
I have a better idea. No fill. Outline will make this red. That's one love triangle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Oh, you're putting triangles within triangles?
Yes.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. And this one will be green.
Okay.
It's the Triforce.
It's the Triforce.
Ironically, I'm wearing my Triforce pendant today. Oh!
This is all wow, this is a lot of triangles. You know, the triangle is the strongest force, the strongest shape. Yeah,
there are three triangles within this pyramid.
Oh my God, like some of them even overlap. I feel like this is like a riddle. It's like one of those things you put up on stuff. Like, can you guess how many triangles are in this picture?
Yes.
One, two.
Oh my God.
The correct answer in this one specifically is five.
Wow. Seven. That's including the big one, the whole one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, listen, guys, that's it for us, man. Five pyramids, a bunch of whole triangles, drama, little bit of love, a little bit of action, a little bit of ableism, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of racism, a little bit of ableism.
We don't know what's going on with the show. It's bananas out here, man. It's bananas. Mm-hmm. But until next time, guys, it's Salam, nerds.
Peace.
Bye.